here's something I want you to think about before I get in the message today. You know, there are times in your life, through the joy, through living life, through making friends, through the family, through the get-togethers, a lot of times there where we laugh and we really, you know, and we praise the Lord and we thank the Lord for the blessings of the food that He has given us so abundantly. But folks, let me tell you, there will come a time when you, I'm talking about just you as an individual, your family, your loved ones that you know love you and would do anything in the world for you, they're there. But they can't do anything. It's when you as a mother or as a father want to put that special touch on the body of a child. And you do so. And you do so with all the love that is possible in the human condition. But you can't do anything about the condition. And in life, as you go through it, maybe different times throughout your life, but certainly there will be a major time when you're lying there, maybe can't move, and it's only you and the Lord. All the ones who want to get involved, but they can't. Because see, they cannot get down into the depth of where Christ is in your heart. It's a time when you're looking and you realize a fact of life. That it's only going to be through the grace of Jesus Christ that I'm going to survive this moment. And I'm not talking about surviving to live in this world. You'll get to a point to where this world has no authority over you, nor does this world have a grip on your spirit that will pull you into it. For at that time, it's you and your Creator. All the talk around and all the love that they will give you that's around you, you appreciate. But you're alone right there. It is during that time to where you come to the greatest realization since you've ever been born. That Jesus is real. It is at that time when you come to the realization in your life that not only is He real, He cares about me. And that special touch from the Master, our Savior, will give you the courage for the moment, the pain. Oh, it is so horrible, you can't imagine. But the love supersedes the pain. The touch of the Master's voice in your spirit pushes aside all evil that attempts to touch you at that moment. As a matter of fact, can't touch you. It's like you're in a dream and you can fly. I love those dreams. You can fly and you're looking down as you're flying and you notice all the evil reaching up to try to get you, but it can't touch you. And you realize, I'm in the arms of my Savior. It's real. Life is real, but life eternal is the most real part of your whole existence. The touch of a Master as He looks down at you and He sees you as His child hurting. You can picture as a parent or as a child knowing that your parents want to fix it, kiss it, and make it all better, but they can't. But Jesus can. It is a life that many yearn for, but many reject because they will not take the time to give their life a good inventory through their own mind. Don't you worry about what other people say about you. But in your own mind, you focus on a Savior that says, I've come to save you. I've come to save you, Randy. And it's just Randy and Jesus. It's just you and Jesus. And as he looks and as he delves into your whole being and you're lying there, you can't move. A Savior has come down. You're not excited about getting physically well because you're overexcited about being spiritually real. And the touch of the Master. I got to preach. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
Life is believing faith. Life is believing faith. I want you to pay attention to your life because Jesus is. Your Creator is paying attention. And you see, I know now I can never be alone. There is never going to be 1 second of my existence where I feel alone ever again.
Amen.
Can't happen. I've been there. I felt it. And I saw my Savior. I see him as he works in the lives of so many of us. As he's reaching in to touch, but his love is so great, so powerful, that no evil, no COVID, no disease can supersede the power of the love of a Savior just because you said, I believe.
Hallelujah.
Believing in faith. Both you will see throughout Scripture. But do you realize that they both come from the same Greek word? The same word is translated belief and faith. No separation from it. But I want us to understand something about the believing power. To believe is the foundation of my faith. You see, I say I believe, and Abraham looked to God and he said, I believe, and God said, I count that, Abraham, as you being righteous. Abraham was an idolater. Abraham did enough wrong for everybody. But Abraham felt the Spirit of Almighty God, and Abraham said, I believe. And Almighty God looked down and said, I count you righteous.
Amen.
I've made you whole because Abraham saw through the Spirit and saw the hand of his Savior. The Savior that wasn't born yet was right there. The Savior he didn't know about was right there. And because of that believing power that was placed in his heart by God Almighty, giving him the wisdom of life to just look at the world, look within inside himself,
And he said, I believe. And when Abraham said, I believe, Abraham had given it all. All to Christ he gave. And he said, Father, where you want me to go? And God told Abraham, I want you to get up. I want you to get away from your people. I want you to take your family. And I want you to go to a land I'll show you. Now, that's going to take some faith, Brother Randy. That's going to be putting, believing what I believe, what I say I believe, feet to it. That's the walking, talking faith. And as he tells him to go, through faith, Abraham does exactly what God told him to do. And God said, Abraham, because I have declared you righteous through what you believe, you are going to be the father of many, many nations. Because you believed me. When you're there at the hurt or the point of death, wherever you are, that you think the whole world is caving in on you, and you don't see any hope, there's not a glimpse of daylight, and you're hurting from inside to that point, it is God that says, peace, be still. And in that moment, you know to the depth of who you are, that what you believe is God. The foundation of faith is believing. Faith is when you act out what you say you believe. Acting on it. Folks, when you do that, it is Jesus that picks you up and carries you. You don't have the strength. You can't fight the next temptation on your own, but on your own power. You don't have what it takes to do that. But God said, that's okay. You believe. Oh, that's believing is a powerful, powerful connection you will have with God. It is because you believe that you're going to heaven. Not what you know, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. I know Jesus and I believe him. And in those situations in my life, looking back, whether it was during the combat times or whatever, I can see Jesus was right there. Yeah. And the second lieutenant almost gave him a promotion. The second lieutenant yelled out, get down, stupid! And it was the Lord that immediately let me know he's talking to me. And no sooner than it came out, because it was another officer that told me to stand up and draw fire. And foolishly, I stood up. I was a Marine. What'd you expect? I stood up. And the Lord, I could see then, but I didn't recognize, Brother Randy. I didn't recognize. I look back on my life, and I see the Lord here and the Lord here. I think, well, Larry, why didn't you see it then? I couldn't. I was blinded with life, with the world. You been there? Are you there? But my friends, a time is coming when it'll be you. Just you. All those that love you want to be in there with you to help you, and they will do all they can, but they can't do what you need done. They can't be present in your spirit. They can't give you a feeling to where you're looking at death and a smile comes on your face. Boy, that boy lost it. No, that boy saw what was real. The life-giving power of a Savior that lets each of us know, because you believe, you are saved. Now, is that all there is to it? Did you ever read the scripture to see how deep that is? What it takes to believe in what you don't even know? Abraham was an idolater. He didn't know anything about God. And yet God was talking to him. And he took notice. And God blessed him for that. Luke 18, second part of verse 8. However, when the Son of Man comes, Jesus asked this. This is his words. Will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? I call it believing faith. Because if I tell you that I believe, then I'm going to walk in that faith. If I tell you that God called me to preach, then I'm going to step up and open my mouth and pray to God. He'll put something there. Because I know that he called. But he calls to the depth of who we are. Folks, there are so many people that are so hurting today. They're broken. Young couples, old couples. People who are left alone. There's nothing worse than growing old alone. It is the loneliness of life. It is so destructive. And God says, I will give to you the peace. I was lying there one day. And nobody around. No, somebody would be there at my beck and call. But it was just me. And pain. And you know what? I'm not ever made a good friend out of pain. But at no time during that time in my life did I have any problem at all of recognizing a Savior that I've never physically seen, but I've spiritually connected with. He was there. And death gave me no fear. Pain gave me the problem. And I gave it all to the Lord. But he said, it's because you believe, Larry. When you believe, you will see me at work in your life. It's not just for the good times. It's for all times. Right. Anytime. The hurting times. The joyful times. And the Lord said, preach the truth. Tell them to believe as I touch their heart. You and I come under conviction by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And it is His Holy Spirit that touches you, brings you under conviction. And as He touches and brings you under conviction, it is up to you to accept the free gift of His love. That's what it is. That's what you'll stare death in the face with. And you'll have a smile on your inner being. That real you that is in there, because you know you've already conquered. And if you go, you can sing, I'll fly away. If you stay, you can say, precious memories, Lord. And that memory of that touch will linger in you till you do go. But do something with it. You got to believe. Believing is doing the work of God. Now listen to this. For those who want to really let you know, listen, you got to do 1, 2, 3. Let me tell you what God says. John 6, verses 28 and 29. Then he asked him. They're asking Jesus this. Jesus is getting ready to make a statement. What must we do to do the works that God requires? What must I do to do the works that God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. That is the work of God. Oh, I've done all these good things. I'm doing all the better things. And I'm doing, folks, the work of God is your belief. That glorifies God. That leads others who don't know Jesus to come to you and say, man, you're different. What makes you so different? What happened to you? And you'll feel that smile coming on from within. Hey, somebody noticed? And you'll feel that smile coming within because they just opened the door for you to share Jesus. I met the best friend I ever have known. His name is Jesus. He changed me from within. Could I introduce you to him? You don't have to know scripture. You don't have to know a routine. You don't have to know a prayer. You got the friend. His name is Jesus. He's with you. Can I introduce you to my very best friend? His name is Jesus. But you already know him or you would have never asked me. Jesus had already touched their heart with the saving power. All they had to do was to believe, and they would complete the total work of God. Isn't it sad? When our Lord and Savior, Brother Randy, asked the question himself, when I come back, what we call the second coming, coming for the church, the rapture, will I find faith on earth? Will the church have turned its back on me to such an extent? Do people still believe? You believe because it's personal. He touched you. You know he's real. Because he's in you. You be proud that Jesus has taken time out of all that exists just to touch you. Jesus loves us to the point, but he worries. Well, worry's not the good word for Jesus. He loves us so much that it bothers him that you don't have the peace when it comes right down to the opening of eternity to you. And then you get surprised, Brother Randy. You're laying there, you're all excited about leaving. You're all excited about getting to be with Jesus. You know everything's real. And what does he do? Now get up and get back preaching. There is no personality in my life more real than my Savior. And when I couldn't move, he moved to me. And he talked to me. And he walked with me. And he allowed me to see what I had never seen or witnessed. Such power, all because I believe and I have said yes to Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Listen to John 3:18. Whoever
Every one of us here are whoever's. You got me? Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. How plain do we want it? I believe. I am saved, and I know, and my faith is to walk where he says walk, to say what he says to say, to be present, to be silent, but to be a Christ-focused human being with all the flaws you can picture. But I know Jesus. Therefore, because I believe, I have completed the work of God. But you do it through the faith, the walk. Walk your talk. Oh, it's not in the foolish actions that you have. We do some foolish things, don't we? I have been known to speak out of turn. I have been known to speak up when I should have kept shut up. That's who I am, created in the image of God. But Jesus says, I love you, Larry P. And one day, I will be in that situation again, maybe briefly. Maybe for a length of time, but the same Savior that touched me then and was with me to comfort me when nobody else could. Nobody could. You're getting ready to go to where you've never gone before. I've never died before. You, Randy? I didn't think so. We'd never been there before. But now, I know. I never will, because I'll be gone. The body must lay down and go back to the dust of the earth. But not you, not to you. Because see, you're too busy. You're with Jesus. You're so excited you won't even attend your own funeral. Yeah, you're too excited. Because you believe. And people say, well, you know, that's not much. Just to believe and you're eternally saved. Folks, that's all you got. What do you mean it's not much? Do you realize what it took from God and His Son Jesus and His Holy Spirit to make that possible for us? Does that not tell you how much He loves us? And he says, I want you to do that. Faith is acting on what you believe. Listen to Matthew 9:28-29. When he had gone indoors, there's a blind man came to him. And he asked them, there's two of them. And he asked them, Jesus did, do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, now listen to me, according to your faith will it be done to you. It's according to what you believe about me will it be done to you. And they both immediately got their sight. But do you know what they did? They followed Jesus. They followed Jesus. It wasn't a trick. It was a spirit. It was the believing is seeing. Not seeing is believing. Because they believe Jesus Christ touched them
and they physically saw. But oh, they saw much deeper before they got the human vision. They saw the power of God in themselves. They had just witnessed a touch from the Master's hand. A Savior who says, "Won't you believe?" Because to believe, it is accounted to you for righteousness. You become a saint. Now, probably not in the eyes of any of the friends, you know. But in the eyes of Christ, yep, you've just become a saint. No man will declare you so. Man cannot declare sainthood. Only God. And he says, whoever believes in me, according to your faith, will it be done. If you believe you can see, you will be able to see. And then he touched them. They had the touch. That touch takes away the fear. I get overwhelmed sometimes in realizing the power of the touch of Christ. And I weep anymore. I used to never, but I do now. Because you see, when you've looked at death and you look at your Savior right in the middle of the dying process, well, there's nothing we can do. We can't get to any of it. And the Lord says, I can. I'm sending someone. Don't you see? You could be the one that he's sending for someone else. You could be the smile that that child is looking for. You could be the one carrying the words with the hope of tomorrow. A promise from Almighty God. And you become a part of a miracle as the miracle creator of all the universe creates a miracle within your own life. You can find the peace that surpasses all understanding. What does that mean? It's a peace that you have when the world says there's no hope and you can't see, humanly speaking, where there could be any hope, and Jesus shows up.
That's right.
Now listen, folks, when Jesus shows up, he does command presence in the room. You got me? When Jesus shows up, something's going to happen. Now, you may get up when Jesus shows up. Or you may go up when Jesus shows up. But something's going to happen. Therefore, when you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when you say, I believe, he will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. No matter what the condition, Jesus is going to be there. And yes, within your own spirit will recognize him.
Amen.
Oh, you'll know. You'll know. And you'll have to chuckle at all the intelligent people around you. Now, you all are getting all the money for this, but Jesus did everything. Why I got to give it to you? Think of that. That's a love, Randy, that goes deeper than what we can understand. That's a power Satan trembles over. Satan knows the strength of God. And in the scripture says, and him and all his demons tremble in the presence. But when the Lord comes within your life, when you've said yes to Jesus Christ in your heart, then that faith that you have, that believing faith, that pleases God. Not what you do outwardly, your works and all that. No. It's because, well, listen to him, what he says. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. It's impossible. I don't care how good works you do. It is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You got to believe that Jesus exists, and then you believe that he will reward you. Look at the rewards that you have in your life. You have a husband saved. You have a children that love. You have a peace that surpasses any kind of human understanding. And you have a feeling inside of you that, well, you just can't quite explain. What do you explain God to me? What are you talking about? I cannot explain God to you. But he can. As he comes into you, it will be him who will train you. It'll be him that'll correct you. Let me tell you. Yep. But he'll do it in love. He'll do it simply because at a point in your life, you cried out because you were touched by the Master. The Holy Spirit convicted you that you are a sinner. And you said, I'm sorry, Lord. You won't say, I'm sorry, Lord, if you don't believe. Do you hear me? Don't you understand that the salvation is the working of Almighty God inside of you to convict you? And with the tongue you confess, I believe. And as soon as that confession is made, your Savior says, welcome home, my child. Welcome home. But Lord, I haven't got there yet. Oh, yes, you have. But you got work to do. So while on earth, that Master will touch. You will see the miracles. You won't understand them. You'll wonder how God works. And then when he works in you, for the rest of your life, you'll wonder why. But Lord, I did nothing. Well, but I believe, Lord, that is what Jesus said, Randy. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Do you realize that there, as you walk out in this world and walk in a lot of churches today, Randy sent me a Barna research a survey that was taken that broke his heart and mine. 38% of senior pastors of the evangelical type churches like ours believe that there may be another way other than Jesus, they say. I read all of that stuff that they say they believe. And when you leave out the voice of God in what you say you believe, then you're believing in a lie. No. What can you do to save yourself. You just want to have the pride of heart. Well, I did this myself. You won't do it yourself and enter the gates of heaven. It's when you admit you can't, then Jesus will. And when you say, I believe, you're sealed by the blood of the Lamb. Ain't nothing pulling you away. Eddie, mean you're going to heaven? Nope. Yep. It's because we believe. It's who Jesus is. I might have scared her. We're not going right now. But we're going. We will go when the Lord calls. Folks, understand that. That's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation. Touch each of us now, Father. Give us courage. Give us boldness. Give us the strength to put one foot in front of the other, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much that because of your great love for us, we can smile in the face of anything that comes our way because we have faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is in His name I ask your blessing. Amen. During our